The abuse of children by some priests and religious was an appalling wrong. The inadequate response by some church leaders has left a deep wound that may never be fully healed. No apology, no gesture of repentance or sorrow can ever make up the hurt that has been caused to those abused and to their families. These are the opening lines of a 16-page document by the Irish Bishops' Conference, distributed in parishes throughout Ireland on Saturday evening to mark the first anniversary of the publication of the Pastoral Letter of the Holy Father to the Catholics of Ireland. In synthesis, the document is a pastoral response to the Pope's 2010 letter that outlines new and existing initiatives of support available to survivors of abuse, shaped in large part by conversations with survivors. It presents 6 steps toward healing and renewal. The leaders of the Church in Ireland note that prayer is an essential part of the journey to healing and renewal. The Irish Church has, in fact, dedicated the first Friday of each month to prayer and fasting in reparation for abuse by clergy and for the failure of leadership in the Church to respond to it effectively. The bishops now also propose liturgies of lament, atonement and healing, overseen by a group at national level that would include survivors themselves and liturgical experts. In the document, the bishops write that one of their greatest failures in the past was their failure to listen to those who were abused. They praise the courage of victims who spoke out about what had happened to them, even when they found that no one would listen. In line with Pope Benedict XVI's recommendations, the bishops also reiterated their commitment to full and transparent cooperation with the National Board for Safeguarding Children in the Catholic Church, police and civil authorities in the Republic and in Northern Ireland. The Irish Bishops' Conference says this includes the ability of the National Board to monitor and report on the response of each bishop and each leader of religious congregations and societies to allegations of abuse which may arise. In the document, the bishops also announce that as part of a specific commitment by the bishops to transparency about the past, the Board has initiated a review of current and past practices of all 26 dioceses in Ireland. I'm Emer McCarthy.